In order to experience good physical health, you like to exercise your body, do your pump-ups and your treadmill, and breathe deeply. This gives you strength, endurance, flexibility, and longevity. Well, now it's time for your inner fitness. That's right, we're going to work on the inside. Come on, let's walk by faith and not by sight. You put one foot in front of the other so you can overcome procrastination and being paralyzed by worries and fear. I know you may wonder how God's going to work it out, but you got to walk by faith and not by sight. And you do that by kicking that ball of confusion and that ball of drama. You don't have time for that stuff today. You've got goals to accomplish, tasks that need your attention. It's time for you to walk into your ordained destiny and purpose. Exercise your mind with new knowledge. You cannot solve old problems with old thoughts. So you want to read and study and really get into problem solving. Challenge your mind to think new thoughts. Oh, I like the way you're moving now. Come on, let's press. Press. Press towards your mark. Come on, don't you dare give up. Stay focused on your goal. No distractions, no drama. Keep your eye on the prize. I know you want to help other people and rescue other people, but this is your life. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. It is a gift. It is a day you've never seen before. So come on, let's step. Step, step, step out of your comfort zone. Change is good. Maybe it's time to do something different. So get out of what's familiar and step out of that comfort zone. Come on, stretch and stretch and stretch and reach for new experiences. This is how you overcome boredom and feeling like you're in a rut. Do something different. Come on, be flexible because you know stuff is going to happen today. So lighten up and don't let anyone or anything steal your joy today. Hold on to your sense of humor. Let go. And if plan A doesn't work, go to plan B. But just go with the flow. Live life joyfully with ease. Come on, baby. You got to push up your self-control and self-discipline. Come on, you can do it. Come on. Push up that self-control when it comes to savings, when it comes to your temper, your choices with your time, being punctual. Come on, push up your self-control when it comes to food and the cravings of the flesh. Oh, you can do it. Come on, let's pump up that self-esteem. Stop doubting yourself, honey. Come on. Put on your crown of worthiness and confidence. And when I talk about self-esteem, I'm not talking about being prideful and puffed up with your vanity. I'm saying know that you are a child of God and you are well able and you are deserving of the best. You don't have to compromise your body or your values to be a people pleaser. Come on, lift up your hope. Lift up that gratitude. Lift up that positive attitude. Hold your head up high. Come on, reduce that heavy weight, that heavy stuff. You know, those emotions of fear and anger and clutter and addictions and stress. Come on, you're feeling lighter and happier today because you're letting go of that heavy weight as you breathe in the peace, the mercy, the grace, and the love of the Lord. Come on, you cannot have feelings of being blessed and stressed at the same time. You can't have fear and faith at the same time. Oh, I like the way you're moving today. You're walking into your destiny, your purpose. You're claiming victory. Get up. Come on, get up. Get up. Shake off the blues. Come on, this is a brand new day. Jump. Come on, jump, jump, jump for joy. You're too blessed to be stressed. Why don't you count your blessings? Look over your shoulder and see how far God has brought you. It is a choice to rejoice. Every day, review and act on your goals. Come on, do it. Inner fitness. Progress. Success. Health. Wealth. Peace.